Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin Daf Memches. The Blatt starts in the middle of a discussion, and the Gemara brought a brisa on Mem Zayin and Beis towards the bottom. A machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. The brisa says, Hiskachli b'shtar chayiv, or shehoi lo imuva b'yadachayim v'hur shaleim, and the Gemara says, we're talking about a shtar chayiv d'acheir. Hiskachli b'shtar chayiv means that he has a shtar chayiv that someone owes him money, and he gives it to the Isha and says, you can have the shtar chayiv, you could collect the money, it's your chayiv. Now they owe you the money. Or he has a mulva v'hir shalem, is a mulva al pet, that he gives over the mulva al pet to the Isha, and he wants him a kadesha with the chayiv, either the chayiv b'shtar or the chayiv al pet. Rabbi Meir holds it works, and the Chum holds it doesn't work. And what's the svaris of machlokes? So the Gemara explains there's a machlokes by shtar, and there's another machlokes by alpet. The machlokes by shtar, the Gemara has four, I found him four echitimsis, how does that sign the machlokes by shtar? Either the machlokes is a machlokes Rebbe and the Chacham, how you transfer a shtar. Rebbe says by Mesira, you could transfer a shtar by Mesira by giving over the shtar. Isis nicknus by Mesira. And the Chum say, no, you need bedavka ksiva Mesira. See, what he did was he transferred the shtar to the Isha. And the shaila is that make a transfer to the chayiv? Did that kinyan work? If Mesira works, then it works. Then she's Mekadesh. That's where Meir holds. And the Chum holds, no, ksiva alone is not good enough. You need ksiva and Mesira. Mesira alone is not good enough. You need ksiva and Mesira. And the male doesn't work. The male, she's not Mekadesh. And the second teretz was, and everyone holds you could be makne shtar li yedei mesira, but the shalos you have to say kni v'chol shibudei, and he didn't say kni v'chol shibudei, so that's why Rabbanan holds not mekadeshes. It doesn't work. He didn't say kni v'chol shibudei. Rabbeinu holds mekadeshes, even though he didn't say kni v'chol shibudei. It doesn't hold like Rav Papa. The third teretz is, see, those are the two terutzim how it works. How you can make the shtar? He did the shtar in a way that Rav Meir holds it works, the Chum holds it doesn't work. And the other two terutzim is that even though it works, but still, even though the knias the shtar would work, but still doesn't work out kedushin. For another reason, because the halacha is that even after you sell a shtar, if the one who sells the shtar is meichel the shtar, Shmuel says that it's machel. And even if he dies and his yerush is meichel the shtar, also it's machel. So since he could be meichelit, so it can't work because she won't be seimach das, she won't feel that she got something because maybe it could be meichelit, he could take it away from her. So Mel, she's not seimach das. And Rav Meir holds it works because he holds, he can't be meichelit, it's not like Shmuel. And the other side is, the fourth teretz is, everyone holds like Shmuel that really he could be meichelit. Rav Meir holds it, she doesn't think he'll be meichelit. Why should he be meichelit to the life at her expense? He won't be meichel the chayiv to the leiva and make her lose. And the Chum say, no, maybe he will. She's chayshish for it. She's not saying mechdas. So these are the four terutzim. If you learn the shayla is my milva b'shtar. And my milva bal peh, we're talking about the only way to give over a milva bal peh is through a tekanas chacham called maimit shloshtan. That when someone owes you money, and you, and the one who owes you the money, and the one you're trying to sell it to all together, it's a maimit shloshtan, all three of them are together, that's the way to transfer a chayiv. And that's a shaila. Does that work only for a pikadin? Only for mammon that's be'en, that you can give over with maimit shloshtan, but a chayiv not. Well, does it work even for a chayiv? And that's the machlekes Rebbein and the Chamim. Rebbein holds it works for a chayiv, that's why he holds mekudeshes. The Chamim holds it doesn't work, and only works by pikadin, that's why it's ain't a mekudeshes. Ad kan the sugi sagamara and the explanation between Rebbein and the Chacham. So I want to shtel look specifically on the question of a meichel shtar chayiv lechaveri v'chazul v'machel meichel. If you sell a shtar chayiv to your friend, you could still be meichel it and the mechila works. Why is that? If you sold the chayiv to your friend, you don't own it anymore. He owns it now. How could you be meichel a chayiv, which is not a chayiv to you anymore, it's a chayiv to the lekech? So the three mahalchim and the rishenim that explain it, I'll try to explain them one by one. Taisus brings down here the Eish Mefarshim. The reason why it works is because Mechira Shtar is only Midarabanan. And since it's only Darabanan, Taisus Nusach is like Olam Lafkiya Kayach HaRishon Shlo Yuchal Lim Chalaisai. Hayais the Din of Mechira Shtar is Darabanan. So the Rishon still maintains his power to be Meichel. The din derabbanan, the kinyan derabbanan, does not take away from the rishayim the original malveh his power to be meichel. So this yesh mefarshim atesis brings is the das of the rif in ksuvis, in the ninth perik daf peivav, also in the Rambam menuchas mechira perik vav alacha yud beis. They hold that mechira starts with derabbanan, and that's why you could still be meichel. And one of the makaris to this yisayin that the reason why you could be meichel is because it's derabbanan. Is the Gemara Bava Basha Daf Kuf Mem Vav? The Gemara wants to bring a raya that the din of Matnes Shchivmer as Deiraisa. The Gemara wants to say that Matnes Shchivmer is Deiraisa. That when a Shchivmer gives away his matan is Deiraisa. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, because Shmuel said, Hamechish Shtar Chayv L'Chavei V'Chazu V'Machel V'Machel V'Afilu Yerish Meichel. Someone who sells a Shtar Chayv, he could be Meichel, and even if he dies, his Yerish can be Meichel. But Rav Nachman said that Shmuel's meida, then if he gave it, the matnas shchimira, then the Yerush can't be meichel. Let's say someone is a malva, someone owes the money, and when he was a shchimira, he said he wants to transfer the chayv to the lekech, and then he dies, so it becomes transferred to the lekech. Now the Yerush can't be meichel. So the Gemara says if matnas shchimira works midiraisa, I understand it. I understand why the Yerush can't be meichel because it's a din deraisa. Midiraisa belongs to the lekech, but if matnas shchimira is derabanan. So why can't they be meichel? So now the Gemara says, a suk is shel teira. The reason why is taka derabbanan, but they made it as if it was deraisa. So the chayr, the mashmayis of the Gemara is that the reason why you could be meichel is because it's only a kinyan derabbanan, and therefore you still retain the kayach to be meichel. So that's why the Gemara held if matnas shchimer was deraisa. So now it will be his mi deraisa. So now you can't be meichel anymore. And that's why the Gemara says, a suk is shel teira. I study, he said, the reason why it can't be meichel is because it's derabbanan. But lamaisa, kam rishayim hold the mechir sharis is deraisa. Rishayim speak about it in Bava Basra Beikar and Daf Ayin Zayin in Bava Basra. There's a discussion in Rishayim if mechir sharis is deraisa or derabbanan. And Taisus and the other Rishayim and Daf Ayin Zayin, they bring down Rabbeinu Tam that held that mechir sharis is deraisa. So what's the pshat in the Gemara that if matnas shchivim be deraisa, we can understand why he can't be meichel? I mechira sharis is deraisa anyway; he could be meichel. So Rabbeinu Tam was mans, but this is the insight because here we're talking about he died. We're talking about the Yerush being meichel, and if matnas shchivim is deraisa, the pshat is he's not the Yerush altogether. Matnas shchivim deraisa means that deraisa he could shtel avek a different Yerush. So when we're dealing with the malva himself, even if he's makna nechayv midiraisa, he could still be meichel. And we're going to explain why. But if matna shchivim was a deraisa, and he's dead, so now his yerush can't be meichel. Adarabba, the lekech, the one who got the money by matna shchivim, he's the yerush. So he's the yerush. So the yerush can't be meichel. Adarabba, he's the yerush. That's him shat in the Gemara. Al-Kabonim, it's a big machlekes rishayim. If Mechirish Taurus is indeed the Rabbanan, or works me the Raisa, the Kama v'kama Rais both ways. The Shaina discussed Barichus. And like we said, Taisus brings down, and this is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanan, and that's why it could still be Meichel, because since it's the Rabbanan, they were Mefkiyas Kayach. So the Ramban in Bava Basha there, and the Afayin Zayin, asks the Kasha on the Rif, that if you say that Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanan, so how could it work for Kedushin? How could she be Mekadeshes Midaraisa? If the whole Mechirish Shtaris is the Rabbanan, how could it work for Kedushin? How could she become Mekadeshes Midaraisa if Mechirish Shtaris is the Rabbanan? That's fact, the Ramban on the Rif. So the Ramban says, Mestam and the Rif is going to have to hold that the Braisa here says Mekadeshes means Mekadeshes Midarabbanan. Because since he's Mekadesh with Milvad Acherim, which is no way to transfer Midaraisa, the whole Mechirish Shtaris is the Rabbanan, you're going to have to say the Kedushin is a Kedushin the Rabbanan. And he doesn't like it so much, he says it's Eina Mechover. So the Pnei Yeshua asks the Kasha and the Ramban, what do you bother with the Rif? The Rif holds Mechirish Shtaris is the Rabbanan. And mainly you're bothered by the Kasha. So how could the Kedushin work? Mechirish Shtaris is only the Rabbanan. Mainly you say it works with the Rabbanan and you find that to be a Deichik. But the next Gemara says that it works with Maimit Shloshtan. When you're doing about Milval Peh, everyone holds you can't be makna midiraisa. And my mitzloshtin is a tkanas rachamim. That's clear from the Gemara Gittin. So if you're asking a kasha on the Rif, that if he holds mechirish shtar the rabbanon, how can mekadesh anisha? Elamai the kedushin works min rabbanon, and you hold that's a daichik. So what do you say about my mishloshdan? My mishloshdan is zich only min rabbanon. So why should the kedushin work min deraisa then? Why is it more shver in the rif from mechirish shtar than in everybody by my mishloshdan? As I affected Pnei Yeshua, it sounds like a gewaltig appel on the Ramban. Then Avdi Meluin, in Simon Chavches, Sifkan Lamed Gimel, he says like this. He brings down this Memes in the Machlekes at Paiskim, by, let's say, specifically by Maimit Shloshtan. Is that a Kedushin Derabanan or a Kedushin Deraisa? The Beis Yosef, here in Simon Chavches, brings Rabbeinu Ruchim that says it's a Kedushin Derabanan. Because since Maimit Shloshtan only works me Derabanan, the male of the Kedushin is only a Kedushin Derabanan. And the Beis Yosef says, it's not Mukhrich. Because you could say that once the Rabbanan is sakin that Maimon Shloshtim works, Hefker Bezin Hefker, it belongs to her. It belongs to her. She becomes Mekadeshes Midereisa. Machlokes HaPaiskim. This is a big, big shmooze. A lot of Achrayim speak about it. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perikei Vilchasisha Salach Aleph talks about it. There's a tshuva from Reb Shlomo Egan, the tshuva from Reb Kiv Egan that talks about it, and his father talks about it. I break the sugi a lot of rayas lekan and lekan. Akoponim Navdim Wulim says it's a machloikis. And you could say the Ramban held that Maimit Shloshtan, even though it's a Kenyan Derabanan, but still, a Kenyan Derabanan makes a Kedushin Derais, like the Beis Yosef says, because of Hefker Bez and Hefker. So Ibe Zayf, Rexach the Kasha, so what's the Ramban's Kasha on the Rif? If you hold and even by it's a Kenyan Derabanan, that could work me deraisa, it's Hefker Bez and Hefker, make a Kedushin deraisa. So what's wrong with saying Mechirish Shtaris is Derabanan? And the reason why it works for Kedushin is because Hefker Bez and Hefker, it makes a Kedushin deraisa. So what's Pshat in the Ramban? Because if it works me deraisa, it's Hefker Bez and Hefker, so Kumtais, it belongs to the Lekech. That's the din of Hefker Bez and Hefker, belongs to him. So what's the Pshat that he could be Meichel? The kash of the Ramban on the Rif wasn't per se on the fact that the Rif holds the Mechirish Shtaris as the Rabbanan. Thus, Alein wouldn't be shver, because even though Mechirish Shtaris is the Rabbanan, but you could say that a Kenyan Rabbanan Mahani Lederaisa, even a Kenyan Rabbanan works as Hefke Bez and Hefke could work and make a Kedushi Mideraisa, and Shalim Mekadesh is Mideraisa, that wouldn't be a problem at all. But the Rif holds that the reason why you could still be Meichel, it's because since Mechirish Shtaris is the Rabbanan, so Kum Dais is not really his. So Meila, he still has the Kayach to be Meichel. Ay Bezai, they're not employing Hefker Bez and Hefker to make it belong to the other one, to make it to belong to the Lekach totally. Because if they would, so then the Meichel wouldn't be able to be Meichel. Elam Ay, they're if they're saying they didn't employ Hefker Bez and Hefker for that. So Ay Bezai said, and the Kedushin also shouldn't work me there, Isa. So on the Ramban, it's not shver. The Ramban holds it even if it's a Kenyan derabanan, but it would work me deraisa because of Hefker Bez and Hefker, and that's why my Mishlosh would work me deraisa. But in the Rif, it holds clearly that since it came derabanan, it could still be Meichel, Elamai, they didn't use Hefker Bez and Hefker say it belongs to me deraisa. So how could Kedushin work? You're going to have to say it's a Kedushin derabanan, and that's why the Ramban held it was a deichik. That's the Avnei Mulim's shot in the Ramban. There's another gewaltige shot in the Ramban from the Dvar Avram. It's in the first Simon in Dvar Avram, Simon Aleph. Sifkan Tezayin, it's also in the Mereches Kinyonim. Reb Shimon Shkab also says, Mamash is Mechavim to the same Teretz. It's a Mereches Kinyonim from Reb Shimon Shkab, Simon Yenperik Yen Aleph. And they say like this. They say, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, and if Ayin Dalin, Hai Situmta, if let's say someone's buying a barrel of wine, Situmta means that they seal the wine for the Lekech. So it says, Ba'asad Nehigi Lemiknis Kana. If it's in a place where the minig is that people consider it a kinyan, they consider it the lekeach, it's kaina, it's his. The shayla, if it's the raisa, the rabbana, but these achreinim are going that it's a deraisa dika kinyan, it's his, because since the minig is to consider it a kinyan, there's a smichas das, and when you have a smichas das, that works, it's mamish like a maisa kinyan. So, meila oibazai, every kinyan the rabbanan should at least be like situmta. Even if just the fact that everyone was naik to consider this a Kenyan is considered a Kenyan in their eyes because it's Michas Das, so Kolshkin, a Kenyan der Rabbanan, everyone's naik to do this Kenyan der Rabbanan, Avad the next year considered a Kenyan der Eisa, why not? You don't even have to come on to Hefker Bez and Hefker in order to make it a kinyan. Stam, the fact that everyone considers it a kinyan, you have the smichas das, you have the kinyan, why is it worse than situmta? So taimit the dvar of Rum and Reb Shimon Shkab, it depends. When you have the chayfetz, which is roi to be kaina, and people that are roi to be kaina the chayfetz, and the question is the maisa kinyan, Chazal misakin a certain maisa kinyan midarabanan. Chazal misakin, let's say Rabbi Yechanan says dvar Torah mois kainis, and Chazal misakin that Mashiach is kaina. So then avada that would work midaraisa. It's legoya from situmta. Avada that would work. But let's say Chazal misakin a kinyan. Let's say Chazal misakin that a katan could be kaina. So midaraisa a katan can't be kaina altogether. So it's not, you can't use situmta, you can't use the minik to be kaina. It's pala chaks chikinyan. The katan doesn't have dance to be kaina. Such a kinyan would only be his midarabanan. It wouldn't necessarily work for their isas. Similarly, if you have a chayfetz, which are not chayfetz, you can't have a ma'isa kinyan. It doesn't pass a ma'isa kinyan, so situmta also wouldn't work. As I can't betainen. It doesn't pass a kinyan on such a chayfetz. And chazal masak in a kinyan, that would only work midarabana. So I'm as I tainen the dvar of Roman and Shimon Shkop like this. If mechirish shtaris is derabana, meaning midaraisa, there is no way to transfer a chayf. There's no way to makna a chayf. And chazal made up that you could be makna chayiv, that wouldn't necessarily work midaraisa. That there are manholes would only work midarabanan. It wouldn't work for their isas. You wouldn't say hefker bez and hefker, then it'll be his midaraisa. So mela, under Rambam and the Rif Shita, that mechirish shtaris b'chloli says derabanan, you have a kasha how it works for kedushin, and the only teretz is the kedushin is a kedushin midarabanan. Mashengin, if you hold that mechirish shtaris works midaraisa. No, Maimet Shloshtin is not a kinyan midaraisa. No such kinyan midaraisa. Maimet Shloshtin is a kinyan midarabanan. But once they were sakin Maimet Shloshtin, it should work midaraisa just like our from Situmta. It works as the minig is that it works. So once the chayfetz is be'etzim, something which you could be kaina, it's something which is kainaable. A chayf, you could be kaina, the fact that you're doing Maimet Shloshtin, even though my mishlosh is the kanas lecham, and that would work me the raisa. So that's pshat in the Ramban's kasha on the riff. The riff that holds it, no, that is no such thing as kinyan shtaris me the raisa. So mela the chum hati masakin that this chayfetz could be transferable. That would only make a kedushin derabanan. That's a bother the Ramban. It's a daichik. But the Ramban that says like a benetam, like the sheet that says a kinyan shtaris work me the raisa. So even the kinyan of my mishlosh, which is me the rabanan, that would work me the raisa like the minik to work like situmta. That would make a kedushin the raisa. So just to sum up what we just said, that we have the din of a meichel shtarchay v'chaveh v'chazu v'machel is meichel afilu yerish meichel. We have Taisus here, brings the Yesh Mefarshim, the Rambam and the Rif hold this way, that the reason is because Kenyan shtars is the Rabbanan and Memela, they weren't mafki as kayach to meichel since the Kenyan was only the Rabbanan. And this is a whole shmooz in the Rishayim, is Kenyan shtars really me the Rabbanan or me the raisa? And we spoke out that the Ramban and the Kasha and the Rif of Kinyan Shtaris the Rabbanan, why would it work for Kedushin? And he says it must be the Rif holds it works for Kedushin with the Rabbanan, and he felt it was a Daichik. And the Pnei Yeshua asked on him, well, how about my Mishloshin that the Gemara brings in? My Mishloshin is certainly a Kinyan the Rabbanan. And you see it works. Elamai, it's not a problem being Mekadosh with the Kinyan the Rabbanan. So what's Pshat in the Ramban that asked the Kasha on the Rif, and you don't, why wouldn't you have the same Kasha with my Mishloshin? So we said two mahalchim, navdim looms mahalach, and the Ramban didn't mind that a kinyan derabanan should work midaraisa, but the Rif behechrich doesn't hold that way, because the Rif holds that by mechirish shtaris you could be meichel, and the reason why you could be meichel is because it's only derabanan. Vice is the what they didn't employ hefke bez and hefke to make it his midaraisa, so mele ibezay can't work for kedushin. Mashenk and the Ramban himself would hold that they do employ a derabanan to make it work midaraisa. And that's why my Mishloshim will work midaraisa, and then Echanami will need another teretz why he could be Meichel, not because it's not his midaraisa, like we'll explain. And we have the teretz from the Dvar of Roman Reb Shimon Shkop, that there's a difference that when, if midaraisa, you bechlal can't make a kinyan on the schayfetz, so then the kinyan that the Rabbanu and Masakim would not work midaraisa. That's a sheet to Saramban. Now Shenkin, if midaraisa, you could make a kinyan on the schayfetz, and Chazal and Masakim, another form of kinyan you could make, so that would work me the raisa legoya from the minig, like situmta legoya from the minig to be kind, and that would work. Now, one more nekuda which bothered me very stark. Naniach that Mechir Yisharis is the Rabbanon, and Midaraisa it's not his. But why should he be able to be Meichel? Midarabbanon it's his. Let's say you have a case. Someone sells something and Mechir only works Midarabbanon. So he can't sell it to someone else. Lemaisa Midarabbanon, it belongs to the other person. He makes it the Midvar Torah Mois Kindness, and someone makes the Kinyan Meshicha. So now he could sell it to someone else, even if Midaraisa it's still his. I mean, Rabbanan, it's not his. So what's the pshat? Why is the Ram and the Rif hold that he could be Meichel? Because Mechir Yisharis is the Rabbanan, but Lamais is not his anymore. It belongs to the Kech. How could it be Meichel? I saw a Bissa Zalman. It bothered by this kasha also, by the Ram and Menuchas Mechir Perek Vavalachi Yid Beis. He says a word, that Chazal only wanted to make the Mechir to be between the Meichel and the Lekech. That now, it doesn't belong to the Malv anymore, it belongs to the Lekech. That's Atzmanigay, the Meich and the Lekech. But to be Mechayev, the Leiva, to pay, that Chazal wouldn't do. But if he wasn't Meichel, so the Pshat is saying, you have to pay. If you anyway have to pay, we're telling you have to pay it to the Lekech. But if the Malv is Meichel, so Kumtais Mitzad, the Malv, you wouldn't have to pay altogether, to Mechayev you to pay Mechayev, the Mechir, the Rabbanon. They didn't want to do this Mechira, on the leiv is cheshvim chayvin to pay alaf at the malv is meichel. That's a business Zalman's word. Good. Now, like we said, kam rishaynim hold mechir sharis is derais. According to those rishaynim, what's the pshat that he could be meichel? So I don't mean ma'arich on the sugi too much. It's a break the sugi. But just the bissel, the rishaynim being down there bein utam in ksuvis, because in ksuvis that payim and beis the rishaynim taisus they brings down there bein utam. That the Vada Mechir Yisharis is their answer, but there's two Shibudim that you have. There's a Shibud Aguf and a Shibud Nechasim. A Shibud Aguf that the Leiv is Mechuyiv to pay. And a Shibud Nechasim that all the Leiv is Nechasim are Meshubud to the Malva. So, Akdubeinu Tan, Midaraisi, you cannot sell a Shibud Aguf. How could you sell the Shibud Aguf? There's no way you could sell a Shibud Aguf and make that the Leiv is Mechuyiv, a Shibud Aguf to pay the Lekeach. What you could sell Midaraisi is a Shibud Nechasim. That the nechasim of the leiva are no longer meshubid to the malva, and now meshubid to the lekeach. Because the ashibid nechasim is like a mixes kinyan the nechasim, and now he's not meshubid to the malva anymore, he's meshubid to the lekeach. But that's dafka the shibid nechasim, not the shibid aguf. So Mela, since the shibid aguf lied by the malva, so he can be meichel the shibid aguf. And once he's meichel the shibid aguf, the Mela is no more shibid nechasim. Because the Shibud Nechasim is like an Arif. The Gemara says at the end of Baal Basha, Nixi the Menchin in Arvinle. The Nechasim are Arif to him. And he can't mourn from the Arif if there's no Leiva. So if there's no Shibud Aguf, because he was Meichel, the Shibud Aguf, the Mela, you can't mourn anymore for the Shibud Nechasim. That's why the Mechila works. That's Tainan Dervein Utah. So the Rambana asks the Kasha, if you're going to say such a klal, that when there's no Shibud Aguf, there's no Shibud Nechasim, so what about Stamazai? Someone owes money, and he dies. And his Yerushim get all his Nechasim. And the halacha is, the Malva command from the Yerushim, Shibud Nechasim, Shibud Deraisa, they command the Nechasim from the Yerushim. But why? If the Malva died, if the Leiva died, so now, there's no Guf is Meshubit. The Yerushim's Guf isn't Meshubit. So Mela, how could you mourn the Shibud Nechasim when there's no Shibud Aguf? Ben Etam says this Yisoid, you can't mourn Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud Aguf. That's why when your Meichel works. So the Arlan of Paiskin that learned that the Yerushim also get a Shibud Aguf. When there's Nechasim, they somehow get a Shibud Aguf. Even though if there be no Nechasim, they don't get a Shibud Aguf. But when there's Nechasim, they also get a Shibud Aguf. The Mitzvah, same Lefrei Chayv Avim. The Tumim says this in Simon Samach Vav Sifkat Mem Gimel. The Nesivis and Simon Lam and Gimel also says like the tomb, they have a Shibud Aguf. The Gayin and Simon Kuv Zayin says it. But the Ran didn't hold that way. The Ran asked it for a kasha. The Ran says a different teretz. The Ran says that the arvus of the Nechasim is that when the leiv is not Yetzir Eschiv, you could take the Nechasim. But if it was Nifka because of the Malveh, then you can't take the Nechasim. But if it's Nifka because the leiv wasn't Mekayim Eschiv, then you could take the Nechasim. The Tumim says he doesn't understand the Teretz. That's why he says the Teretz that the Yisayimim also have a Shibud Aguf. But the Ksayis in Simon Samach Vav, Sifkat Chavav, He says it's not a kasha. That's what the Ram means to answer. It's a pasha to Tara Zakta the Ram. The sign of Arvis is that if the loiva isn't Mekayim Eschiv, the Arv has to pay. So what do you mean? The loiva died and now there is no Shibud Aguf. But that means that the loiva wasn't Mekayim Eschiv. There was a Shibud Aguf which never was Mekayim. That's what you're an Arv for. It doesn't matter if the loiva died. So Shtel Zechvar, someone borrows money and he doesn't pay it and now he dies. So he can't run from the Arv because Leka loiva, Leka Arv. Of course you can run from the Arv. That's why the Arv is there. That when the loiva is not Mekayim Eschiv, the Arev has to pay. But when you pater the loiva, when the malva goes and he paters the loiva, that means the loiva doesn't have a chiv. Not that he wasn't Mekayim Eschiv, he still owes the money, even if he's dead, but Be'etzim the chiv is still around. No, I patered him. He doesn't have to pay anymore. It's kilu he paid. It's kilu he's gone. He's out of the picture, not because he wasn't Mekayim Eschiv and now he can't be Mekayim Eschiv. He's out of the picture because he doesn't have to be Mekayim Meskiv. He's potter from Meskiv. Then he can't mend the Arev, like a loiva, like a Arev. So Mele here, even though he sold the Sheba and the Chasim to the Lekech, but the Sheba and the Guf is still by the Malva. So if the loiva dies, so Avada the Sheba and the Chasim stays. It's still an Arev. You still have that Chiv. That Chiv was never paid. Mashayin Kain, when the Malva is Meichel to the loiva, so Pshas, he still can be Meichel because the Sheba and the Guf is still to him. He's Meichel the Shibun. The life is Pata Legamri. Once he's Pata, so he can't mend the Shibun the Chasim either. Now, the Sadis Ravid says, it's on that Rambam that learns it's Hals Mechiru Sharish is the Rabbanan. The Ravid says, Loimin Hashem Uzeb. Elumnesha Loiva Amalakech Anilai Shibadi Lechos Atzmi. The Ravid B'milim Ksarim says, the reason why it can be Meichel is because the Loiva could tie into the Lekech. I was never Meshabed myself to you. So Mel, if the Malv is Meichel, I don't have to pay you. I was never Meshabed myself to you. The Ksais that we mentioned, Simon Samach Vav, Sifkat Nechavav, he says, Rashi also says this. Rashi in Perek HaKaisiv, that for Heyam and Beis, he says, the reason why it can be Meichel, to Amalei Loiva L'Lekeach, Lav Baal Dvarim Didiat. The Loiva could tell the Lekeach, Lav Baal Dvarim Didiat. I never borrowed from you. I don't have to pay you. I never borrowed from you. So the Shaila is, and what if he's not Meichel? If he's not Meichel, then why can't he also tell the Lekech, I never was Meshubet to you, I never borrowed from you, La Baldram de Diyat. What's the Pshat in the Raven and Rashi's Pshat, that the reason why when the Malv is Meichel, the Lekech can't mend the Chayiv, because the Leiv could tell him, I'm not Meshubet to you, I never borrowed from you. So how come when he's not Meichel, he could do it? So the Lecha Mishnah and others want to say that maybe the Raven also goes at Rabbeinu Tam. The reason why you could mend normally is you can't mend from the Lekech. You can't, the Lekech can't mend from the loiva batsim. He just could take the sheep and the chasim. But once the malva is meichel, so he take off the sheep and the guf. And male, there's no sheep and the chasim, and the sheep and the guf he can't transfer because la baldvim de diat. But the ksais doesn't want to learn that way in the Ravid and in Rashi. He wants to learn that the pshan is a kol's man, that the chiv is still owed to the malva, so lekech could come mikayach the malva. Lekech can't come mikayach himself. I never borrowed anything from you. I don't have to pay you. But if you have to pay the malva, so I could come b'shlichas to the malva. He brings a sheet of the Balachumis b'shem Ravid that the lekech needs our shah from the malva. He needs our shah from the malva. He needs reshus to be gaved chay from the malva. So it's very good the Ravid l'shitasai, because the lekech has no kayach to be gaved from the leiva. But Kol's man, the malva was a meichel, the malva could give him the kayach to be gaved from the leiva. Mashayin came when the Malv is Meichel, so the Malv himself doesn't have Kayach. The Kayach won't have Kayach to be Geiva. Rebuvain in Bava Basra, Simon Yutess, he wants to say, even like the Rishayinim hold, you don't need our Shah. The Kayach could go collect directly from the Leiva. But you can still say this Svar. Kol's man, the Leiva owes the money to the Malva. And the Malva sold that Chayiv to the Lekech. So it's Melazai the Lekech could mun, because now he owes the chayiv that you owe to the malva. But once the malva is meichel the chayiv, the schayivus is only to the malva. The schayivus is only to the malva. But when the chayiv is transferred to the lekeach, now the lekeach could go mun the chayiv based on the schayivus to the malva, because that is schayivus to the malva now he owns. But the malva, but the schayivus still is only to the malva. Now the lekeach could mun mikayach the malva. That's why the malva could still be meichel that eschayvus, and once he's meichel that eschayvus, the male of the lekeach is off. Midachsech, this lundus really works in Rabbeinu Tam also. Just Rabbeinu Tam held that the only thing you could take a transfer is the shibud nechasim, not the etzim chayiv. Because when you say that the shibud aguf still belongs to the malva can't mun it. The malva can't go and collect the shibud aguf. It's not pshat that he owes the shibud aguf to the malva and the shibud nechasim to the lekeach. He doesn't owe two chayivs. He only owes one chayiv. And the chayiv, it's pashat, if the malva goes and says, I want to collect the chayiv, he could say, no, the chayiv doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the lekeach. He sold it to the lekeach. You can't collect it. Now, pshat Rabbeinu Tam is that, but the shibud aguf will still only be to the malva, but since he sold the shibud nechasim to the lekeach, the male of the lekeach could mun the shibud nechasim based on the chayiv of the shibud aguf as an arev to the chayiv of the shibud aguf, which is to the malva. And therefore, the malva could still be meichel, and once there is no chayiv of shibud aguf to the malva, there is no shibud nechasim to the lekeach, like a leiva, like a arev. But it's a very similar lumnus. The Yisaydin Shal Advarim is, you could give over the chayiv to the lekeach, but the schayivus that the leiva has can never go to the lekeach. There have been times says, because the shibud aguf can't go to the lekeach. Dafka the shibud nechasim. The Ravid says, Stam, I don't owe money to the lekeach. I never borrowed from him. Lavald Ram didiat. But Kol Zman, this Schaivus is Kayim to the Malva, it's Lekech, it's the one that could be Gaiva. This is Schaivus to the Malva. He could be Gaiva, Mikayach the Malva, or like Rabbeinu Tam, he could be Gaiva the Shibun the Chasim, as the Arvus to the Shibun Aguf. But the Shibun Aguf, the Etzim Chayiv is still to the Malva, and that's the only basis the Lekech has to collect it. But if the Malva is Meichel, it's Pakar the Chayiv. That's Berech the Svarim. Yesh Laharech Yesev Ein Kamakam. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings another brisa, which the Gemara thinks might be the Machlokes and Mekadesh and Milva. The brisa says, "Iskachuli b'shtar, Rav Meir Omer, Eina Mekadeshes, Rav Blaz Omer Mekadeshes, and the Chum Omer Shomen Esanayir, Nimeish B'shav Apruta Mekadeshes, V'mav Eina Mekadeshes." Rav Meir says the shtar works. Rav Blaz says the shtar. Rav Meir says the shtar does not work. Rav Blaz says the shtar does work. And the Chum say it depends if the shtar has a worth of a shav Apruta, even though it can't work as shtar. But it could work as kesef. If not, it doesn't work. So Gemara thought that her shtar chayiv didah, you mekadesh with her own shtar, and we're dealing with mekadesh and milva. But the Gemara says, no, we're talking about you mekadesh with the shtar, regular kedushay shtar. And what's the machlokes? Gemara brings a few things. It's the machlokes of edim. It doesn't have edi chasima, and it's the regular machlokes of edim chasima karsi, edim mesira karsi. So can you mekadesh with the shtar that doesn't have Eide Chasima, but has Eide Mesira? Meir says it doesn't work, because Eide Chasima Karsi. Rav Lazar says it works, because Eide Mesira Karsi. Well, the Gemara gives other Echatim, says how the Shtar would be possible, according to some on the Yomim, if it's not Lashma, or if it's not Midaita, Lechuli. But I want particularly to discuss the Chacham. We're talking about his Mekanish, or the Shtar, which doesn't work, either because it doesn't have Eidim, because it wasn't written Lashma, and still the Chacham says, Shaman Esanayir, if it has a Shavu Pruta, it could work out Kesef. But if not, it doesn't work. And Rashi's Mazbah that Machloikis, that the reason why Meir doesn't say Shaman is a Nair, he says, the Lav Daita Liskadish Pruta is a Nair, Elu Madik Sivibay. He doesn't want to be Miskadish with the Kesef of the Nair, just with the Shtar, with the Ksav of the Nair, to be Mekadish Medin Shtar. And that's why if it doesn't work, because Eide Chasima Karsi, because it's not Lishmo, Kedaimam, it can't work out Kesef. And why did Chacham say it does work? The Daita Nami Anayir, Rashi says. She does have in mind that if she's not Mekadesh with the Shtar, she'll be Mekadesh with the paper, will be Midin Kesef, she's the Daan system Mekadesh with the Nayir also. So there's a Tshuva Shabbi Kivega. In Madura Tinyana Simon and Hay, Nituzai for Gavaldi Gechidish. There was a discussion where there was a Shaila if the Kedushin was Chalunat, or the Kedushin was valid. And Kvega wanted to be Mekel and say the Kedusha is not valid, she doesn't need a get. And the Shoyal wanted to say that even if the Kedusha isn't valid, but Lamaisa, you have a chuppah. Every time this Kedusha, what we do is, we go under a chuppah. In that case also, it went under a chuppah. And there is a tzad, some Rishayin and Paschal, like Rav Huna, that we had earlier in that day, that chuppah is kind of, chuppah is another way to do Kedusha. So even if the Kedusha doesn't work, it should work. She should be Mekadesh because of the Chuppah. So Rabbi Kvega said, in his case, the Shaila was if the Kedushin was not altogether. It was a question among the Edom if there was any Kedushin altogether. And she denied there was Kedushin. So Rabbi Kvega says, in that case, for sure it doesn't work. Because we don't have das to mekadesh a chuppah, even if chuppah would be a kedushin, but we don't have das for that. We don't say, hey, mekadesh is mechuppah zoom. And you see clearly, we don't make the birchas erisin. We make the birchas erisin before the nesinus kesef, before the nesinus tabas. And the chuppah is done before that. So avada, just standing under the chuppah, if your das is not to mekadesh with the chuppah, just with the kesef, avada doesn't work. Now, mekvega was still mesupik if you did a maisa kedushin. And you wanted to be mekadesh with the kesef, but somehow the kesef wasn't enough. Let's say the kesef wasn't to shavu pruta. Well, let's say you find out later that the ring didn't belong to him; it was a borrowed ring. So maybe in that case, Rabbi Kivega says the chuppah works on the tzad, according to the Rishayim, that chuppah is the kedushin, because he brings the Ramah says the Ramah paskins if somebody falls down on a chayfetz, on a metziah, on a chayfetz of hefker, even though his das is to be kainah with the nefila. But we paskin that he could be kind of with Dalet Amos, even though it wasn't his intention to be kind of with Dalet Amos. But since he wanted to be kind of the chayfetz through falling down on it, and he happened to be doing a kinyan which does work, the kinyan of Dalet Amos, so that's good. Brings also from the Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef says, the Gemara actually says, at least in one teretz, could be paskin that way, that by falling on the chayfetz, it doesn't work because you didn't have kavanah to be kainu with Dalet Amos. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia Daf Yud, the nefila nichalei the liknei, but Dalet Amos le nichalei the liknei. So even though Dalet Amos is a kinyan, but only when you have a kavanah for it. But the Mukhi Yosef says that's only because the kinyan Dalet Amos is derabanan. By derabanan, you could say le nichalei b'tekanta derabanan, yefshi b'tekanta derabanan. If you don't want to utilize the tekanas acham, they weren't masakin it. Mashenka, let's say by chatsu, which would be a kinyan deraisa, and you intend to be kind in a chayfetz, even though you're not trying to be kind with chatzir, you're trying to be kind with a kinyan that doesn't work, like falling on it, but you're still kind of, because the fact that you intend to be kind it, and you happen to be doing a maisa kinyan, even though it's not your intention to be kind with that particular maisa kinyan, but with another maisa kinyan which doesn't work, it doesn't matter. You have kavanah to be kind of, you're doing a maisa kinyan, you're kind of. It's not the same like when you're digging in a nichsei hefker and you think it's yours, you have no kavanah to be kaina. You think it's yours. But let's say you have kavanah to be kaina, and you're doing an action which is a kinyan hamayil, and you also be doing an action which wouldn't work, a kinyan shein hamayil, and you think the kinyan shein hamayil works. So you intend to be kaina with a kinyan which doesn't work. But you happen to be doing a kinyan which does work, so that's good enough. You're intending to be kind of now at this second, and you happen to be doing a Maisa Kinyan. You don't realize it's the Maisa Kinyan that's doing it. That's also good enough. Let's say someone pays for a Chayfetz, and he's Meshach the Chayfetz, and he thinks that the money is kind of the Chayfetz. Really, the Mashiach is kind of the Chayfetz. It's good enough. His das was to be kind of the Chayfetz, and he did a Kinyan Amayel. It's good enough. So, Tayyim Derbe Kvegel, if he's there, any time someone under a chuppah tells a woman, Hareya Mekadeshis Li, even though his kavanah is Mekadesh with the ring, Hareya Mekadeshis B'Tavazu, and the ring for whatever reason doesn't work, but Lamaisa is also doing chub at the same time. So you have a kinyan Shein Amayel, the ring, because it's not a Shavu Pruto, because it's not his. You have the kinyan Amayel, the chubba, even though his kavanah was to be kind with the kinyan Shein Amayel, but his kavanah was for the kinyan, and he happened to be doing a kinyan Amayel at the same time, it also should work. Thus, Klaet Rebbe Kivega and Chelik Bey Simonon Hey. In Simonon Vav, he asks a kasha on himself. The Shal brought him that the Maram Bar Baruch says this Yisait. But Rebbe Kivega asks, the Lechayr in our Gemara, it says not that way. Because in our Gemara, the discussion is, he's doing a Kenyan, they want to do Kedushin with the Shtar. And the Shtar doesn't work for whatever reason, it doesn't have Edom, it's not Lishma. And the question is, if it could work, it's Kesef. And here it says you need daita nayer. You need that you should be mechaven to have an altz kesef. That's where Rav Meir holds it doesn't work because Rashi says hadas is not to mekadeshes with the nayer. Hadas is just to mekadeshes with the shtar mashakosuba. And there are abundant holder words because daita nami anayer. So the chayyim you see that even though you did a kinyan, even though your kavana was to mekadeshes with a kinyan chain of mail, the shtar. And you did a kinyan amayil while you're doing it, the kesef, but it doesn't work. You have to have kavana to be mekadesh with the kinyan amayil. And the same thing later in this blot. The shailif milva apruta, daita milva daita apruta. If someone lets his mekadesh with two things, both a milva and also a pruta, like the case of the Gemara, with you hold yeshan schiris mitchila v'atzayif, and then when you mekadesh with work, that's called milva. But you also added something, so that's the pruta. The Gemara brings the machlokes of milva pruta daita milva or daita pruta. In fact, even if it's daita milva, so you want to mekadesh with a milva, that doesn't work. But lemaisi gave a pruta at the same time, and the pruta is a kinyan amayil. But it won't work. You need daita pruta. You have to want to use the pruta for kedushin. If it's daita milva, it doesn't work. So you see, l'chayy, not like this, you said. You see that it's not good enough that you want to be mekadesher, you want to be kainim with kedushin, and you happen to be doing a kinyan amayil. You see, after you mechaven to be mekainim with a kinyan amayil. And then the shverif, and this you said, of the Muki Yosef, of the Ramah, that says that the pshaz, as long as somebody is doing a kinyan, and he wants to be kind in the chayfetz, even though he doesn't want to be kind in the chayfetz with that kinyan. He wants to be kind in the chayfetz with something which doesn't work, but since the ma'isi is doing a kinyan, it works. And here it's mashma, it doesn't work. Maybe here it's different. Kedusha kesef is different. You find earlier, Nav Gimel, that Rashi says the isha can't be nikna b'chalipin, because isha b'ch shavaprutulay mekanya nafshin de gnai hula. And Isha can't be Kadesh's with Parchas B'Shav Pruta, it's a Gnai. She's not Mechavan to be Kmakna herself with Parchas B'Shav Pruta. You find also, in Daf Yad Aleph, Gemara says that the reason for Beis Shammai is, the reason why Beis Shammai says you need a dinar, the Gemara thought, because the Isha is Mak, but she doesn't want him to cash up less than a dinar. And the Gemara said, Kasha, what if she's pushed the other of the Kibla? What if she agrees to it? So Gemara says, you're right, Beis Shammai was talking about were you mekadesh by night, or al yedei shliach, she didn't realize how much she's getting, then we assume that she'd never be masking for less than a dinar. Even though she'd be masking not to get any money. Let's say you give her a shtar, which isn't worth a shavah pruta. She's not getting any money. And still you see it works. Well, let's say kedusha biya. She's not getting any money, but it still works. Tari says, that's not a gnai. And there's another form of kedushin. There's kedusha shtar, there's kedusha biya. She doesn't have to get money. But when you're making a price for the Kedushin, if you make a price less than a Shavah Pruta, or by Nashim that Amur Makbin, if she doesn't know about it, according to Beis Shammai, you make a price less than a dinar. So once you're making a price, she feels it's demeaning, it's a gnai, to have the Kedushin with less of a price than what she would want the price of a Kedushin to be. So normally, when someone is trying to be kind to something, and he's doing a kinyan amayil and a kinyan shein amayil, and he doesn't realize the kinyan amayil works. He thinks he's becoming with a kinyan shein amayil. But he doesn't care. He doesn't mind being kind with the kinyan amayil. He happens not to know about it. He happens to think, he doesn't realize that the kinyan amayil works. He happens to think the kinyan shein amayil does work. And mainly he's mechan with the kinyan shein amayil. But he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind being kind with the kinyan amayil. So mainly it works. He wants to be kind. He's doing a kinyan amayil. It works. Mashen kene isha by kesef. Maybe she doesn't want so little kesef. Shtar is okay. But to be mekadesh with a nair, which is only a shavah pruta, she's makbid on that. If you're doing kesef, you got to do a richtig amount. And the same thing with milva pruta, daita pruta. If they agreed, they made a price for kedushin, and the price is the milva and the pruta together, so she doesn't want to only be mekadesh with the pruta, that's a gnai. She wants the milva and the pruta together. She thinks it works. So Mimela, even if she would know it wouldn't work, she wouldn't be masking to the Pruta. She doesn't want just the Pruta. Pruta is a gnai for her. That's the side that doesn't work. Lefi this svar of Rebbe Kivega, Mecharit should come out that by a Sada, if let's say someone's paying for a Sada, and while he's paying for the Sada, he also does a Kinyan Shein Amayil. A Kinyan which doesn't work at all. He walks in the Sada, whatever it is, something which doesn't work, and he thinks that that's the Kinyan that works. So then it would work. Because nobody minds, it's not a gnai, he doesn't mind selling the sada, he doesn't mind the kinyan on the sada is less money than it is, as long as the maestri gets his money. But there's no union of gnai here, that he doesn't want the kinyan kesef to be done with a smaller amount of money. The stipler, in Siman Aleph Eist Beis, he says a different vart. He says, a kinyan meshicha, a kinyan chatzer, a kinyan chazaka, all these things, a chuppah, the metzias of the kinyan is there, even if you don't mean it should be a kinyan. But the metzias should be there. He's doing a mashicha, he's doing chatzah, whatever it is. So there, it's not a problem if you don't have kavana to be kaina. Mashen ken kesef, which is not given l'shem kinyan, nishtos is a kinyan kesef v'chlal. Kinyan kesef, it has to be given l'shem kinyan in order for it to be a mitzias of kinyan kesef. He says, let me blow you like the sma, which says that kinyan kesef works, als kesef piroyin, that you're paying for the item. And the Taz argues, the Taz says, by Kedusha Isha, it's not charged to pay for her, you're not paying for her, she doesn't cost any money. Elamai Stam, it's a kesef kinyan. You're giving the money to make a kinyan, it's kesef kinyan. Rav Mum speaks about it, he defends the sma, maybe by Isha also is considered like you're paying for the Kedushin. Al Kopanim, even like the Taz, that it's not paying for it, it's kinyan. But the pshat is the kesef has been giving over b'teiris kinyan. Stop giving kesef for a different reason. That's not a kesef kinyan. It's not like a kinyan shein amayil. It's not like a kinyan amayil. I mean that you don't have das in the kinyan. It's not a kinyan b'chlal. Kinyan kesef is that you're giving it l'shem kedushin. If you're giving it for any other reason, that's not even a kesef kinyan b'chlal. So memela, let's say you give the shtar. You're giving it b'teiris shtar. You're not giving it b'teiris kesef kedushin. If you don't say daita anayir, so you're not giving it b'teiris kesef kedushin. That's not a kinyan kesef altogether. I would imagine my chuppah also would be such an inyan. Let's say, I mean, Craig also be maskim. Let's say the ish and the isha happen to be standing under a canopy. But they're not doing it to be a chuppah. They happen to be under a canopy. They're under an awning. And he tries to make kadosh with kesef, and for some reason the kesef doesn't work. It's not his. It's less than a shavah pruta. You're going to say it works as chuppah. If it's not l'shem chuppah, it's not a chuppah b'chlal. His only shailas today, we go under the chuppah. We're doing it l'shem chuppah. We just don't want that to be the kedushin. We want that to be the chuppah. But you are going under the chuppah, l'shem chuppah. So sehesta chuppah. So memela, that's why, in case the kedusha kass doesn't work, so the chuppah works. Mashaykh, when you give something not l'shem kinyan kesef, so that's b'chlan to call the kinyan kesef. So I would imagine by a field, according to the stipler, if you're paying for the field, you just don't realize that the payment is the kinyan, you think the kinyan is something else, so it's a kinyan amayil, a kinyan shein amayil. Mashtam, if you pay for it, so you're giving the money for the field, that could be called kesef kinyan automatically, even though the kavan is to be kinyan with a different kinyan. But let's say you happen to give him something, you happen to give him a pen, you happen to give him a matana at the time you've been kinyan the field, you give him a matana, it's not called kinyan kesef v'chlal. Nishtas is this kesef kinyan, it's not kesef kinyan, it's no shaykhus to the field. So here also, if the shtar is not given b'teiris kesef, only b'teiris shtar, it's not called the kinyan kesef b'chlal. Now Derek said, the stipler says the guy be mulva pruta. When you be mekadosh with the mulva pruta, and you say daita mulva, you don't say daita pruta. The pshat is, even though the pruta is also given b'teiris kinyan, because you're giving both together, the mulva and the pruta. But zok the stipler, the pruta is only for part of the kinyan. You want the kinyan to take place with the prut and the milvah together. So the prut is only being mekadesh a part of the isha. So the prut can't be a maisa kinyan for the whole isha. It wasn't given to be a maisa kinyan for the whole isha. It was given as part of a broader kinyan kesef. It can't become a kinyan kesef. It's not the pshat, it's just you have a kinyan kesef, you just weren't mechavin to be kinder with it. The prut is not a kinyan kesef v'chlal. It's not a kinyan kesef of the whole kedusha v'chlal. It's a kinyan kesef on part of the isha. If mekadesh chatzi isha would work, so maybe it would work. But mekadesh chatzi isha is ain't a mekadesh, so it can't work. The only way it can work is milva pruta daita pruta. You have das only on the pruta. You have das if the pruta should do the whole thing. You have das not that you want the ikka kedushin should be done with the pruta. Then the pruta becomes a kinyan kesef. So these are two terutzim. Rabbi Kvega's vart is that any time you give kesef, that could be called kinyan kesef. If you're giving kesef for shas meister of the kinyan, even though you want to mekadesh with something else, you want to mekadesh with the milva, you want to mekadesh with the shtar, but the meister you're giving kesef. And the reason why it doesn't work if you don't say daita anai or daita pruta is because it's a gnai hula. She wouldn't want to be nikna with such little kesef. She'd want bedafka a bigger price tag. Stipel is saying a different word. The stipel is saying that when, even though other kinyanim, like Mashicha, like Hagbah, like Chatzir, and these things, they're mitzias, it's being done. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference if it's the intent for the kinyan. But kesef is not giving. That's not being given for the kinyan. You're bechalal not doing the mice of kinyan kesef. Then, Hamel is not shaykh to the sugi of kinyan hamel, kinyan shein hamel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.